AP Radio News. I'm Violet Ekonomova. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnston heads to South Carolina today for a firsthand look at some of the flood damage there. He's expected to meet with federal, state, and local officials and view the ongoing response and recovery efforts in some of the hardest hit places. Right now, high waters are heading for the coast. Here's South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley.
More is coming, and we saw that. We saw the water levels high. We see the water moving. We see which way it's going, and it's coming here.
Haley is urging residents in low-lying coastal spots to evacuate. House Speaker John Boehner may stay on the job longer than expected after a stunning decision by the man many thought would succeed him.
House Republicans abruptly canceled their elections for Speaker after the frontrunner, Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, suddenly dropped out of the race. He told his colleagues he is the wrong person for the job.
For us to unite, we probably need a fresh face.
With many conservatives looking for a change, it was unclear if McCarthy would have been able to get the 218 votes needed to be elected Speaker by the full House. House Speaker John Boehner says he'll now stay until a new Speaker is elected. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
President Obama spends the day meeting with survivors and relatives of the people killed in last week's shooting at an Oregon community college. But as AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports, Obama's call for tighter gun regulation doesn't sit well in Roseburg, Oregon.
Roseburg is in what's known as Oregon's Bible Belt, an area where many reject the president's call for new gun restrictions. Gun rights supporters say they'll protest his visit, with an organizer saying the president is coming to, quote, purely push his garbage and that he's not wanted in Roseburg. At least one parent of a shooting survivor says his family will not meet with the president.
This is AP Radio News. The U.S. Navy soon will set out to find the cargo ship that sunk east of the Bahamas during Hurricane Joaquin. The National Transportation Safety Board says the Navy will use sonar and other means to find the nearly 800-foot El Faro. The ship sank in about 15,000 feet of water with 33 people aboard. It's going to cost you a little more to watch your favorite shows on Netflix. AP correspondent Shirley Smith reports prices are going up by a dollar a month.
The trend reflects financial pressure Netflix is facing as it competes for the rights to TV series and movies that will expand its audience. Netflix programming costs are expected to rise from $3 billion this year to $5 billion next year.
People who already have Netflix accounts won't have to pay more. He popularized Cajun food and invented that 3-in-1 Thanksgiving bird, the turducken. Paul Prudhomme has died at the age of 75. I'm Violet Ekonomova, AP Radio News.